Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Booking.com has been banned in Turkey. Bing Ads has announced changes to its trademark policy. And a study has found that 6% of Europeans now buy online every single day. Booking.com has been banned in Turkey following the beginning of a lawsuit concerning competition laws. The lawsuit was brought about by the Turkish Travel Agencies Association, and the website has been unavailable to users as a precautionary measure as the case proceeds. Booking.com has appealed against the decision to block access to the site, saying that it contributes to healthy competition in the market by offering Turkish consumers a transparent and easy platform to compare and book accommodation. However, lawyers representing the prosecution have said that they believe the site is engaging in unfair competition in Turkey's hotel market. Whilst the ban is only temporary, it's not been announced when the suspension of trading will be lifted in the country. Booking.com was recently fined $650,000 by the Turkish Competition Authority following another case in which it was found guilty of abusing its dominant market position. Bing Ads has introduced a new trademark policy in multiple markets across the world. The changes took place on the 27th of March and affect the UK, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, France, Italy, Brazil, Indonesia, and Singapore. The changes mean that restrictions on the use of trademarks as keywords have now been removed. Bing Ads has said that it's still committed to protecting trademarks in ad copy. The search company also said that it will now be easy for users to transfer campaigns between the major search engines with less manual optimization effort. Bing hopes that marketers will now have a better experience whilst using its ad tool. A new survey from MasterCard has found that 6% of people in Europe now shop online every day. This was alongside data that showed that 25% shop online once a week, with 60% shopping once online per month. The data was published in the payment company's 2017 Master Index Survey, a collection of statistics looking into e-commerce trends amongst European consumers. It was found that Brits make up the highest share of shoppers who buy online once a week, with 41% of consumers in the UK doing so. They were followed by the Irish at 32% and the Germans at 30%. The study also looked into fraud concern amongst consumers, with over 70% of Greeks saying it was an issue that worried them. Myanmar's internet population is booming following a jump of 10 million in the last few months. Data from the country's Ministry of Transport and Communications showed that at the end of 2016, there were 36 million people online in the country, but that number has now risen to 46 million in just the first 3 months of 2017. Mobile phone ownership has increased as well, with the number of registered phone owners growing to 54 million from 44 million in April of last year. The Myanmar government has attempted to facilitate this increase by unveiling plans to install a total of nearly 17,000 telecom towers in the country. 4G was introduced to the population in 2016, allowing for easier connection to the internet. And finally, the South Korean internet giant Naver has revealed plans to expand its business into Europe for the first time. The company's new chairman said in an interview that it would aim to carve out a niche in Europe. After his experience in the early 1990s growing a set-top box company on the continent, he added that this proved the growth potential of Korean hardware overseas. He also pointed to Naver's success with Line in Japan as a reason to now do the same thing with software. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.